So Aaron Gall is in the studio, and good morning, first off.
Good morning.
Are you enjoying the weather?
I am, and thank you so much for having me today.
It's my pleasure. You had a big announcement yesterday in front of the state building. You are running for Supreme Court.
Yes, I am. I made my announcement yesterday at 10 o'clock in front of the Oneida County Courthouse, which is where I currently work for Judge Donnelly as his law clerk.
How's that? That's got to be fun.
It's great. I couldn't have a better mentor. Anyone who knows Judge Donnelly knows that I've learned from the best.
And so why don't you give everybody some of your background?
Well, I grew up in New York Mills, so I'm a local hometown girl. Left for college, where I attended Boston College for 4 years. Received my Bachelor in Arts, and then went off to SUNY Buffalo for law school, where I completed my law degree and began my practice out there for several years prior to moving home. When I was in Buffalo, I worked for a general practice firm and handled most cases in front of the Supreme Court, Family Court, Surrogates Court. And then I moved back here, joined the Oneida County Public Defender's Civil Division, and worked for Gay Carl as an assistant public defender, trying cases in family court. And Judge Donnelly, shortly after that, asked me to join his staff as his principal court attorney.
Wow.
And that's where I've been for 13 years. I'm in my 13th year.
So 13 years you've been in the system.
Yes.
And what's your favorite part of it?
My favorite part of it, I would say, is you definitely get such an academic feel to the job. It's not just dealing with the grunt work of a law practice. I get to research and investigate new areas of law each and every day, and no one day is just like the next, so it's really interesting.
It sounds like you have a lot of experience.
Yes, thank you.
And you don't hear a lot about Supreme Court candidates, because everybody kind of is like, it's the court, and you don't get as dirty, I guess, the political scene as a regular politician. How important is it to have somebody in the right person in the Supreme Court for the state at this time in our history?
Well, if I could back up just a second, Mark, when you said that you don't hear anything dirty about, potential candidates in Supreme Court, that's simply because everyone is precluded from raising anything about their opponent.
Oh, really?
Or bringing anything unethical into the game, which is fantastic.
That is great. I wish everybody was like that, because, well, I don't really, because that would make my job a lot harder. And I probably wouldn't be
boring.
Sitting. And boring, yeah.
And boring. I'm happy for that, because, we work with each other as colleagues.
Yeah.
For a number of years, the last thing we want to do is get in front of each other and start picking each other apart. So that's a great aspect about the system. Secondly, when you get on the bench, it's bipartisan. It doesn't matter if you're
absolutely
Republican,
yeah,
Democrat,
and you
conservative.
Are the endorsed Republican?
I am the endorsed Republican, yes. And I've been on the Republican committee for 8 years, so I've been an active Republican.
Now, I was at your press conference yesterday, and you had a lot of support, and it was great for me because I walked right over, because
right
in my backyard, I didn't have to waste the gas, which is $4.09 now.
Astronomical.
How did the gas go up 2 cents in one day? I know it's not a lot, but 2 cents in one day, and now the price of oil has gone down, and we're not going to see that at the pumps for like 10 days. I think I'm going to have to walk to work.
I know, I'm feeling it as well. I'm traveling 6 counties.
Oh,
so
you must get hammered on gas. I never thought about how much our elected officials and politicians have to drive, because our district is a pretty big district, especially for the congressional district, and the Senate district is a large. You guys got to...
No doubt.
You got to shake your fist at the pump and be like, ah! So I was at your press conference yesterday, and it looked like you had a lot of support. Tons of people out there. And I got to see Brenda from the Peacemaker Program, which is, she's now with the United Way.
Yes, so congratulations, Brenda.
Yeah, I was very happy to see her. So we're going to be talking to her in just a few weeks, because she's got to wrap everything up at the Peacemaker Program. But as I listened to your speech, you said that you were a victim.
Yes.
Now, can you elaborate on that?
Yes. When I was a freshman at Boston College, and let me preface this with, when I thought about how I was going to bring this into my campaign, I wanted to be very careful, because it's obviously a subject that I've talked publicly about numerous, numerous times for years. So it's nothing that I hide from. However, I don't want it to become the face of my campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It's an aspect about me that I address and I feel comfortable talking about. And I feel comfortable because each time I talk about it, I believe it not only empowers me, but empowers victims as well. Getting back to the story, when I was a freshman at Boston College, I was attacked and brutally raped as I was getting back to my dorm room about 9:30 on April 29th of 1990. Ever since that day, I vowed to myself that I was not going to let it stop me in my path, you know, towards my goals.
Right.
And I haven't done that. Obviously, there's been some stumbling blocks because it is something that you deal with on a daily basis. And it's not always easy, but it is something that that I've taken on and I've turned into a positive experience in my life. And I've spent a lot of time speaking to law enforcement, training advocates, speaking at schools, helping victims, you know, just get out there and speak for themselves and give them a voice.
Wow. I honestly had no idea. That's congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You should be, it's nice to see, it's empowering, I think, to see, for young girls to see somebody like you who's now running for Supreme Court for the state of New York to be a victim and to not just go away and sweep it under a rug, to actually talk about it and get it out there. So, wow, that's very big of you, I think. We're speaking with Erin Gall. She's the Supreme Court candidate for the Republican Party. You kind of threw me off on that, tell you the truth.
That's okay. It does it to a lot of people.
I just think that's how has it changed the culture, changed from 1990 to now, when they look at rape?
You know, I'll tell you, I received an award last year and gave a speech in New York City. I received an award from my colleagues in the New York State Bar Association, and we addressed the issue of first responders.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, the New York State Legislature, as well as advocates and support groups and our agencies and the Department of Criminal Justice Services, have addressed this issue of how first responders react when they arrive at the scene. Because, quite frankly, that was one of the most negative aspects of my situation.
Mm-hmm.
When they arrived at the scene, they were accusatory, they were derogatory. I won't get into
sure,
that,
right.
But it was a negative experience. So from that day forward, I tried to make headway in making changes. And working with the criminal justice section of the state bar, we have supported bills before the legislature, and there's a lot of changes being made. And the Department of Criminal Justice Services is responsible. It's the administrative arm to all training for law
mm-hmm.
enforcement. And they have implemented new training as a result of
wow.
work that we've done. So there have been great changes made that the public might not necessarily see, but will be benefit with.
Now, speaking of change, what would you like to see done in New York State a little bit better from the Supreme Court aspect? What is the biggest challenge that we're going to be facing in the years to come?
Well, I'll tell you. One thing I did address in my speech yesterday was the issues that our court system is facing in terms of cutbacks and layoffs. And in talking with my colleagues in the courthouse, it's a shock to the system because everyone always felt that if you had a job in the court system, you were safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everybody, you're always going to have courts.
Always going to have courts. And the government is a safe place to work. So now seeing such big layoffs, you're seeing that our staff is cut, but the need has not diminished.
Mm, yeah.
The demands on Supreme Court are increasing. I just saw on the news last night they were talking about mortgage foreclosures and issues that are going to clearly come before the Supreme Court, and we're going to be dealing with less staff. So you are going to, as a Supreme Court justice, have to work harder, work longer, be more dedicated, and be willing to do more hands-on things. And I think just with my history, just growing up and working through the ranks, I'm not afraid of hard work, and I'm not afraid of doing any task that comes before me.
It seems like a big job. It definitely does, and it seems like there's so many different aspects that go into something like this. It makes my kind of head spin just because, you know, with the regular with a local politician that's in the city government or even our a state senator or a congressman, you kind of know the issues a little bit more than you would if you were going to the Supreme Court. How do you get ready for a typical day
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it sounds intimidating.
It does sound
to
very
the
intimidating.
Public.
Yeah, especially
Supreme
when you see
court
the Supreme
Justice.
Court. It's like, whoa, wow. Oh, those are the highest.
The
yeah,
highest
yeah.
trial level court.
You like
state
the all
system.
Pro linebackers out there. You like Troy Polamalu.
I'll tell my friend Doug Marone that. He's the Syracuse football coach. See if he thinks
oh,
I rank
man.
Up with
tell him,
the,
give him a high
players.
Five. Give him a high five for me because he's done a great job of that program.
He's
well, you got my vote right
he's
now.
He's great. He's on my team. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Actually, it is intimidating to the public, but it really, we address in Supreme Court issues that affect everyone. I'll be handling divorce cases. I'll be handling corporate litigation, personal injury cases, medical malpractice cases. There are issues that address everyday people, car accidents, and a personal injury case where someone's injured and has to bring the case before Supreme Court. It's not as intimidating as you may think. I think, especially in terms of, you know, matrimonial cases, I can see both sides of the coin. I can sit down, and I'm a good negotiator, but yet I can be a passive facilitator when need be, when I need to allow the attorneys to hash things out. And working in the system, you know, I've been working with the laws and rules of evidence for 14 yeah. years now, you know, on a daily basis, yeah. even prior to my private practice. And issues like that are not intimidating to me. Dealing with jurors, I deal with jurors, you know, all the time in my current position. So it's not too intimidating.
And your family also joined you yesterday?
Yes, they did.
Beautiful family. Was that your daughter that was up there with
you? Yes.
She's a cutie.
Yes. My husband, Bill, and my three children, William, Rowan, and Grayson.
Which one went into the timeout yesterday?
That would be Rowan. And I have to admit, even though I am on public radio, Rowan takes after his mother.
Uh-oh, so a little firecracker,
he's
huh?
He's a little outspoken. I was speaking, and I hear him in the background saying, blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying to myself, there you go. Well, the public is seeing
That's
that
funny.
Aaron Gall
yeah.
is a real person.
Yeah, it was funny, because then I saw your husband walk him over and sat him down. We just kind of sat there like, on the thing. I wanted to go sit with him and say, don't worry, man, I was in the same spot with you.
Well,
when I was a kid.
Well, we have, they're hockey players. The boys are hockey players, and Grayson insists she will be too. So he was put in the time. He was not put in timeout. He was put in the penalty box.
Is that what
yeah,
it
he
is?
He was in the penalty box.
I like that.
Yeah.
Penalty box is a lot better sounding than the timeout chair.
So much cooler.
Yeah. We're joined by Aaron Gall, the state Supreme Court candidate, the Republican endorsed. And that's got to feel good getting your party's endorsement.
That was fantastic. And, you know, I gave a speech before the entire committee on April 26th, and I had really, after working with them for 8 years, had known a lot of them personally,
yeah.
but got to know them so much better through the process of trying to seek their support. And when I had received 76% of the vote April 26th, I'm not usually speechless. I was speechless at the end. It was such a great kickoff to my campaign.
Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed. The Republican committee is made up of dedicated, hardworking, and determined individuals, and they really, I'm proud that they're giving me this chance.
It's gotta be, is it weird, like you said, some of these people are your friends. They've been your colleagues for a number of years. Is it weird going in front of them and screening and then waiting for them to say, okay, we like you enough to be endorsed?
No, not really, because that's pretty much the nature of being a lawyer.
Yeah.
And you're used to having people not agree with you. And you know, I could, when I was practicing law, I could go before, you know, have a family court mm-hmm. trial against Bill Borrell or George Murad or Mike Khalil. And we could, you know, be on opposite sides and arguing vehemently against each other and then walk out and have lunch together.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys do that.
Yeah, you just have to.
Like in high school and in football, you hated the other team. Yeah. You hated the other school and there was no fraternizing or anything. You couldn't get together for lunch or play a friendly game of basketball. It was, I hate you guys from RCH. Because I went to Ritzkin, so I was like, it was always like, oh, RCH. Okay. How do you guys get over that? I couldn't do it. Especially in the radio industry, it's all about competition.
Listen, knowing that I'm a Boston College grad and now that I'm a Syracuse University football fan,
oh,
that says
man.
It all.
Yeah, that sure does. You're absolutely
that says
right.
it all.
Aaron, are you going to be enjoying the beautiful weather this weekend? Any big plans for Mother's Day?
You know what? I'm hoping there's some plans. Maybe if my husband's listening, this will be his little hint. No, but just spending time with the family. As you could see yesterday, I have a young family, and now I've I've given up the menial tasks of cleaning the house and cooking, which I do love to do, and doing laundry. And when I'm home, I just spend 100% of the time with the kids. Yeah. So that's what I'm looking forward to. A little baseball outside, maybe.
What's your best dish that you cook up?
Oh, I cook some good chicken riggies.
Mmm, good answer in the city of Utica
chicken
there.
Riggies.
I had some chicken riggies the other night, and they were delicious. I made them.
Fantastic.
I didn't actually make them. My fiance made them. I just tell people I made them. Hey, I got leftover chicken riggies I made. You want some? And one of my producers goes, you made them? No, I don't want them. And I said, well, Miranda made them. He goes, oh, yeah, bring them in. So I was like, great. Thank you, Bobby.
Don't take offense.
Website, anything? They could get a hold of your information?
Yes, website is up, going to be up and running, I believe, in the very near future. It's actually golfforjustice.com, and there's also a Facebook page, Golf for Justice. And please, any comments, concerns, ideas, anyone who wants to volunteer, I would love your assistance.
Facebook is very important now, and all the candidates are having Facebooks, and it kills me because a lot of these gentlemen that are running in politics, that are running for office, are older, and you wouldn't imagine them on Facebook, and then you check your Facebook, and it's like, bam, you got a request from like Rob Palmieri. I'm like, oh, geez, welcome to the century. Well. But it's a great tool. So everybody just search for that. And thanks, Aaron, so much for coming. And good luck out there.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.
I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Spending time with the family. I'm sure she likes breakfast in bed. What mother doesn't, right?
Thanks so much.
Thank you.